Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
Honey, why are you here? Well, I'm dressing. She can see me.
Okay, here we are.
Okay.
Anyway, so Tony, I'm glad you're here, and I'm here. I'm Cherie, and this is Antonia. I like that name. That's her given name or birth name, and it suits her. This is Mother Earth, Earth Angel Antonia, and Earth Angel comes from your sweetheart. She gave that to you, right? That name, and it suits
yes.
you both. You suits
yes.
you. Go oh. ahead. She gave it to you, right? So.
Yes.
And she and Dane, we talked last week. They did a show all about catios and kitties, and that's her and her partner, Dane. They do that business. I hope I say this right, so you cut me off. But I think your goal in life, one of them, a few of them, is to make sure that your animals are safe and protected because you guys live on a farm. And whether you live on a farm, whether you live in the country or the city. In the city, we got to make sure animals are safe and protected because I live in Fort Lauderdale. Because if they get out, there's cars everywhere, and we want to keep them safe. So you do a catio business, you do a kitty scratching, cat scratching, things and catios to protect them. So when they're outside, they can play, but they can't get free and get lost or get hurt. And I love that about you guys. And certain things I've learned about you. I told you I'm going to go tomorrow. We're going down and see if we can walk some puppies and at the Humane Society because they need walking. And you and Dane have really opened up my eyes to animals. As you're opening up other people's eyes to the care, and when you're picking out cats and dogs, there's certain things that you can look out for. And I know that you guys have really, really... that is a passion about caring for animals, taking care of them, picking the right ones for yourselves, helping others do the same. And so on that note, Tony, welcome. And this is your show, but I had to tell everybody about that because, and we're going to tell them about your story too, or you're going to tell them about your story because she's got some sweet stories that happens every day, every week. And their newest little addition is Bliss the dog. Bliss, can you believe that? Bliss the dog who has a mind and no boundaries at all.
No manners either.
And she's a little baby, and she's getting spayed this morning, and she's getting her shots and getting microchipped. And so you're taking your own dog to get microchipped. So how important is that? Because I want you, people that are going to go get a baby, or for you, you always say don't get one but two. You know, or for you, you had 10, and bringing another one in is no big deal. So, I mean... Yeah, so or 11, right? You had four, $3 and seven cats.
Seven cats and four
yeah.
dogs. So.
Yeah. That's 11 little fur babies. But so you're getting their dog microchipped. So with a newbie person going out and searching for a pet, okay? So we're going to go with cats because you've got cats and dogs. But I know, why do you get a microchip? Let's talk about how important is that. Let's start there, if that's okay.
Well, because it's so easy for them to slip away from you and, you know, get lost. So you really need to have some, you know, when hopefully somebody would find it. And then if they take it to a vet or someplace like that and it's got a microchip, then they can find the owner.
It'll be home
that way.
Day.
Yeah, it'll be home that day.
Well, also a printed
oh, yeah.
ID on the collar.
Yeah, printed ID on the collar.
Okay.
With their name and phone number and all that stuff on a collar. But, both of those things. And it's really important also to, when you get a microchip, if you move or something, anyway, it's always important to keep your microchip up to date. And registered with the Pet Finder people.
Okay, so when you're saying your microchip up to date, so when you move, you have to call the microchip place or the Pet Finder place, because my dogs are microchipped, okay, they are.
Right.
Okay, but you have to call and you have to say, okay, we live at this XYZ place. Is that right? Is that what you do?
Yes.
Or
yes.
Okay, we moved and we lived here, now we're moving here. And so they can put that in the micro. Okay, well, wowzer. Okay, so that's important. You know what? Thank you for telling me that, because I've got my dog's microchipped. I got, you know, and I need to really call. I forgot about that. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You know, and one of them would like to be free all the time, right? Come back on their own. Okay, uh-huh. So that would be good. So microchipping, have they been microchipped, or do I need to a kitty? Especially cats, right? Because cats.
No, we don't microchip cats.
Okay.
They,
well,
you know, they could be. Yeah.
Right.
They
but
could
you
be.
Guys.
But
right. Go ahead. I want to hear.
Well, I
ahead.
Mean, like we live in the country. Like I said, we live in the country, and ours are barn cats. So, city cats are the ones that really need to be microchipped.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's cool. So I get you. So. When you get a microchip, it's important if you move or when you microchip them that you make sure the correct address is on their information.
And telephone number.
Okay, and telephone number. Okay, thank you. That's good. Thank you. I learned something myself here. I'm always learning, thank God, right? So that's one of the things that are important too. So, you know, deworming, right?
Okay.
We don't think about that, right? You get them to a vet. Do all vets know to deworm, or do you need to really make them aware of it? You've got a new puppy or a new cat or a new somebody just – one of my friends got a new pig, one of those pet pigs. Yeah, cute as a button. Okay, so it's smart. I'm just going to tell you.
Yeah, smart. Pigs are really smart.
I know. I was like, well, they're – so she's telling me that it goes to the bathroom when it's supposed to, so I guess that means litter box trained.
Yeah.
You know, I need it. Okay. I have a lot of friends that have different kinds of animals. You know, I got some that have horses, some that has donkeys and horses. It's like a real joy to go over there. But so you have your cat, I mean, so you want to make sure they get dewormed. And, how do you know if they have worms? What's a good symptom of that? Besides looking when they poo and you can say, see the worms, that's kind of gross, but it's true. Or
that's one way. You know, if they drag their butt on the ground, that's definitely worms.
Okay.
Swollen belly, yeah.
Okay, a swollen belly, all right. And so when you buy a dog, are you rescue, not buying, but we always say don't shop, adopt. So when you rescue an animal, a dog or a cat or a dog, you would want to make sure they're microchipped. Okay. You would also want to make sure, that they are, they don't have worms, right? Because a lot of times when they're in like masses of them, I know when you guys got your two little kitties from that lady, did she make sure they were wormed, or did you guys have to do the worming and all the stuff that they needed done, Spain?
Yeah, we had to do all of that. The main the main thing is to have them spayed and neutered. You've got to have that done as soon as possible. Cats are, dogs come into heat like it's 6 or 9 months.
Right.
Cats come into heat definitely 6 months. So the sooner you can get them in and get them fixed, the better everybody is. I mean, their whole overall health is better.
Right.
Their hormones and all that kind of stuff. Everything is better if you've got them fixed.
Okay. Okay, so if you've got them spay or neutered, it's important. That's probably the most important, and I'm going to agree with
most
you there.
Important.
But right, because if you don't use them, if you're not breeding them for, you know, and not puppy mill breeding, but breeding your little fur baby to bring babies in the world that you can give to other people, then I know this is at a higher risk of cancer for dogs. I'm not sure about cats, but for dogs they can get cancer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Testicular and ovarian. So, yeah, the sooner you can get them fixed, everything's better.
There's a school of thought I want to ask you two about girls about. Some people feel it's better for a female dog to go in heat once. Do you feel that way?
That's an old myth. okay. an old myth.
That's an old. You don't have to do that.
Yeah,
okay. All,
because we, you know, a dog's nose is so sensitive. I don't even know how many miles a dog can smell a female in heat, but it's far. So no.
Around here, you see groups of dogs, and we know somebody's in heat.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So ovarian and testicular. How do you say that?
Testicular
cancer is that a rises when you don't spay, obviously, or neuter, and so the old wives' tale or the old BS tale that that they need to go through one heat is not true. You guys are going to laugh at this one. I have a friend of mine. He's got two dogs, a male and a female. And he said, I'm letting the female go to in one heat and then I'm getting her spay. He says, talked to him the other day. He goes, my dogs are going crazy.
Yeah.
And I don't have the heart to tell him now. Yeah, he didn't have to go through that. Right? He said, so. That's pretty funny. Thank you for sharing that with me. I'm going to have to tell him because then I'm going to have the last laugh. And he's always joking with me, and I'm always joking with him. So we'll see.
Yeah,
anyway.
The male dog, they'll tear the garage door down. I mean, they will do whatever they can do to get to that female.
That's exactly right.
Very destructive. Plus,
yes.
I mean, it's just not good to let a dog go.
No, it's not pretty at all. And by the way, these two dogs are two Akitas. You can imagine what he's going through. They're Akitas. They're big dogs. Yeah. I told him, Michael, you're insane. He says, yeah, it's just to go through one heat. That's going to be best for her. I go, okay, but you guys, I am going to go tell him today that he didn't have to do that. And he's gonna be you're wrong, Terry, but I'm gonna say no, not go check it out with your vet, and
yep.
He takes good care of them, so that's
plus
good.
The fact that if the dog is in heat when you go have it fixed, it's more chance of them bleeding, so much, and a lot of people won't do a dog if they're in heat. You have to wait until after.
Yeah,
and
that's what I thought too.
It costs a lot more if they're in heat. When they have to be spayed, it's just
right.
Not good. I mean, as soon as you can, I think it's like, I'm going to say 4 months or something that
right.
You have them fixed. So as soon as you can, you need to take them in and go on and have them done.
Right. I'm going to make sure that gets done. Tell him to get it done because I just automatically assume. But you're right. I'd heard a friend of mine took her dog. And got her spay when she was in heat, and there was a major health issue, and I can't remember what it was, but it was been
yeah.
some time ago.
Yeah.
Okay. And
there's a lot of bleeding anyway, and then I mean, it's just not healthy for them to be fixed.
Right.
In heat.
Right. Now let me ask you this too as well, because we're on the topic of spaying. The cone that they put around the dog's head, you know the cone, so they can't bite the stitches.
Yes.
Will Breeze have one? I mean, not Breeze, but will Liz have one on today when she comes home? A little cone?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We
and
call that a cone.
That is to keep them from biting and clawing at their
stitches.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
It's really bad if they tear the incision. It's really bad. It's like, I mean, it's kind of major surgery. On females, it's kind of like major surgery anyway. Males, it's not bad. I mean, you know, they just go and they just make a small incision, take the testes out, and, you know, sew them back up. But
okay.
Females, they have to go into the bladder, I mean, into the abdomen and take all of that stuff out. So if they somehow get to that incision and it open it up, it's really bad. It's just really hard to fix.
I got you.
Okay,
so that's that part. And so there's just some things that when somebody has a new fur baby, Hopefully, yeah. If they don't have any, they get two little fur babies.
Right.
Two cats or two dogs, or a dog and a cat. If you raise them together,
so that it can have a friend.
Okay. So, and let's talk about this. All right, expense. People talk to us about expense and spaying, neutering, shots, and everything. I mean, I have a plan where I take my dogs in and they get it all, and and I take them, and those kind of things. And I can afford to do that, right? Now, there's been times I couldn't afford to do it.
Yeah.
But, so talk to us about, is there any special programs out there for people that are buying new pets and they need to, and they want to buy two, but they can only afford one with a typical doctor, because sometimes their doctors, it's expensive. So is there any programs out there if they want to get two so he or she can have a buddy? What's your thoughts on that? Do you know?
That's where I took it's called Spay Neuter Network, and it is a low cost spay neuter clinic, and they do all the shots also, and microchipping and all of that. So
that's good. Spay Neuter Network.
You just have to kind of look around, because there are. The bigger towns like this, bigger areas,
mm-hmm.
we have more an opportunity to have things like that. And you can, you can find a vet that is not out for the money and that is willing to help people.
Okay.
You just have to call around, and ask if they've got any special, any deals, any specials.
Yeah, you're right about that. So that's a good point. And then I have a friend of mine that told me there's actually dog and cat insurance or animal insurance for like we have health insurance.
Right.
And you guys have a few of them, so I think there's a better situation because you've got 11 little animals there, little fur babies. But let's say you have one or two. Do you recommend insurance, health insurance for your animals? If and do you recommend that, Sheeta?
It's because it is expensive.
Right.
But I have animals. If you've got one or two, it's easier, and this is relatively new. The pet insurance is new.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's really good. But I noticed on my, I think it was my Safecor, I can't remember what insurance policy was the other day. But, yeah, they offer pet insurance. So, yes, if you can get it, it would be easy because it also would help you when the occasions that you do have to take your dog in or cat in for something. And you have to have all of these shots every year. And you have to have them heartworm tested.
Right.
And you have to give them heartworm prevention every month. And
right.
It's expensive. All of that stuff is expensive, but the other side of that is if they, for instance, get heartworms, sometimes they don't make it through the treatments. And, it's a lot easier to go on and pay the money up front and try and remember, put it on your calendar or something. Remember every month to give them their heartworm medicine.
Right. You're right about that. I know, you and Dane had told me to watch this show, Parolees and...
Bulls and Parolees.
Yeah. And then they rescue these animals. And they had found a dog the other day that they rescued that had heartworms. And it was in such an advanced stage. It literally killed the dog.
Yeah.
And what a way to, that's pretty preventable. So you can buy, if you buy in bulk, let's say like for 12 months, it's
right.
Inexpensive. Even one tablet a day or one tablet a month is going to be probably $20, $23, $24, I
right.
guess. somewhere around there. But if you buy it in 12 months or 6 months or whatever you want to do, it's less expensive. I was going to say cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
Do cats have something equivalent to heartworms, like that they needed to be take a pill or something every month? That's a dog thing.
No, they're not as prone to get things like that as dogs are.
Okay. Dogs, yeah, also vaccinations are parvo,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
okay,
they have to have rabies, they have to have all of these, yeah, several vaccinations. And this place down here, it's got a package deal. So, you know, the more you get, the less the price is.
More or less expensive. I get you. So that's good. And you guys are, you guys do it all, like, with taking care of your little ones, okay? And I so appreciate that. I do. And one of the questions I want to ask you, too, is I know that we're talking about money here, and money sometimes for hard for people to spend, right? You know what
right.
I mean? And so it's necessary. And I got to tell you something, though. You told a great story the other day. We all hit walls sometimes, and we all have had I call them challenging days. And I know you had a challenging day the other day.
Yes.
And talking about money and picking the right puppy out and the dog out, and you guys have picked the right cats out for you and bond with them and the right dogs out for you, and you're bonding with them. Will you share with us, for those who are listening now or those who are listening later, what that looks like, what happened when you came home and you were having a really horrible day, I'm going to say a horrible day, but a difficult day. And what happened to bring you out of your slump, so to speak?
Well, because our pit bull, she's a fence jumper. And then we've got little chihuahuas that can crawl under the fence. I mean, I've got a really, really nice fence in the front here, and it's 7 feet tall. And the dogs were out in the front yard, and when I drove up to the gate, I could see them all out here in the front yard, and they were just racing around and having such a good time. It just made my heart melt.
They were having a good time, and they were not caring about anything but just
that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that is so sweet. Did it lift you up and you're looking around?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. I was just, I was just smiling. It was like, when I got this, my pit bull, she was everything is a rescue here.
Right.
That's the other thing. Do not go to a pet store and get an animal. It is so wrong. You never know what you're going to get. You need to get one from somebody, a rescue group.
Right.
You adopt. You know, you go to the ASPCA. You go to places like that and get dogs, not at a pet store. And Bray, she's 60-pound pit bull, and she's just got so much energy. We thought that she needed a dog, and so Dana was talking about getting a big dog like her, to be her friend. Well, we rescued this little Bliss, and she's a 6-pound Chihuahua, long hair, and turn out, God always has a different plan and everything than we do. Well, Bliss and Bray, they are so close, Bliss is high energy, Bray's high energy, so that's what I was watching that day when I came into the driveway. They were racing around the front yard together and entertaining themselves. And the other chihuahua was there older, and they were like, this is too much energy for us, so we'll just blow them back into the house. But these two, You know, you got, like I said, Bliss is 6 pounds and Bray is 60. So Bliss is this wiry little long thing with long hair, and Bray is 60 pounds of solid muscle. And so, but they were just racing around the perimeter of the fence. And yesterday, Bray, she likes a plastic, like a plastic jug. And so that's her toy. And then Bliss has this little Nyla bone. And so yesterday, Bliss had this little Nyla bone, and Bray had her plastic jug that is her toy of choice. And so each one of them had their toy in their mouth, and they were just racing around the front yard as fast as they could race. It was
so
fun.
It's cute. It brings a lot of joy energy in there.
Oh, yeah.
You have been wonderful sharing. I know this is your show, and you're Earth Angel, and thank you for taking us on that journey. So these people that are looking for a pet and wanting to own a pet, is there anything, and I agree with you, adopt, don't shop. There's so many out there that need homes. So when you look for an animal, how do you know which one is the right one for you? Do you feel it in your heart? Do they come up to you? How do you know that's the right one for you to get, or the right two to get if you need a playmate with
for
your?
Well, like you said, the best place to go is the ASPCA, you know, or the you know, the dog pound is what they call them now, but yeah, you go there where they got these dogs, and you check them out. And, you know, you'll mostly, there's so many stories about how people, you know, well, we overlooked this one, and then it came up to me and, you know, put its nose on me. It's just different ways that you know that animal is yours. And they know that you're theirs, and they'll just bond with you.
That's sweet. I love that, Tony. Thank you. Listen, you guys can find Tony at on Instagram, EarthAngel477. She has got some great photos on there of all these animals. Check with it this afternoon. You'll see little Bliss. You'll see Bray. I think I've got a picture of Bray that I'm going to put up there for you. If you can, send me one if you didn't. And all the little kitties. And so EarthAngel477. And she is on most of the time we do it Wednesday or Friday. I'm going to ask her which one she wants to do or showtime. Today is Friday because there was something going on Wednesday. But she is on every week at 10 a.m. Central Time. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and we will see you next week. Bye, everybody. Want to say goodbye?
Huh? Oh, bye-bye. Yeah, it's not 10 Central. It's 9 Central.
9 Central. 9 Central. I don't know when I'm going to learn to turn time till time. Anyway, thanks, Tony. I'm going to call you right back. All right, everybody, take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.